Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on it. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling life. Let's get into this episode. Hey, Mama, welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, where we dive into real life strategies for balancing motherhood, self-care, and pursuing our passions. Today, I'm talking about something that has completely changed how I manage my energy, my home, and my business. And y'all might be like, this is way left field, Dre. Like, I've never heard you talk about this. Y'all. This is how I know I need to talk about it, cycle tracking. Now, I first came across this concept in this book, Do Less by Kate Northrup. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Well, there are elements of astrology in the book that I personally don't align with. And what I did find incredibly useful was the way she broke down how our energy levels as women naturally shift throughout the month. I love her insights about how the moon and the other external factors can play a role in our energy. But for me, the most practical and life-changing takeaway was understanding how to track my cycle in a way that allows me to work with my body instead of against it. So I want to share what I've learned, why it's been so helpful as a mom, and how you can start doing this today. Y'all, it's changed my life, and it just shifted my whole perspective about a lot of things. I can't wait to talk about it, okay? But let's talk about why cycle tracking matters, especially for moms. As mothers, our lives can feel like they're running at full speed every single day. Whether you're juggling homeschooling like I do, or you're running your business, or managing the daily ins and outs of motherhood, it's easy to feel like you're always behind. Here's the truth. Our bodies weren't designed to operate at full speed 24/7. Cycle tracking helps you tune into your body's natural rhythms so you can know when to push harder or when to slow down. And trust me, once you start paying attention to your body's cues, it can change everything. You're going to be like, wow, that's why I feel like this today, or this is why I was craving to eat this, or why I was so agitated. Like, it blew my mind because we don't talk about this, okay? So I had to share it with y'all because y'all know I love y'all and I do my own wellness things as well. So when I learn something new, I love to teach you, because why not? So let's begin with the first big benefit, knowing your body. As women, our energy isn't linear. It has ebbs and flows based on your menstrual cycle. This means there are times when we're naturally more productive, more social, and more creative. Then there are times when we need to retreat, rest, and care for ourselves. As a mom, when you know your cycle, you can plan your days around when you feel your best and when you might need a little more grace. For example, during your menstrual phase, when your energy is at its lowest, this might be a good time to rest and focus on reflective tasks. On the other hand, during ovulation, when your energy is at its peak, you can schedule those more active days with the kids or work on higher energy projects. And if you're like, this brings me to the second benefit, optimizing your productivity. How many times have you forced yourself to push through something, whether it's work, cleaning, or even playing with your kids? When you're absolutely drained, all you want to do is sit and be left alone. I used to do this all the time, but once I started tracking my cycle, I realized that I can plan high-energy tasks during the most energetic phases and save the quieter, more reflective tasks for when my energy dips. And I learned how to manage the children during that time, too. It's a blessing, and I can talk more about it. It's a way to work smarter and not harder. For example, I schedule tasks like my content creation or brainstorming during the follicular or ovulation phases when I feel my most creative. On the flip side, during the luteal phase, when I start winding down, I focus more on routine, detail-oriented tasks. And during the menstrual phase, I honor my body's need for rest and reflection. Like, I'm just chilling. For the most part, you know, I still have responsibilities, but I find ways to get tasks done during that phase. Like, I can, if you want me to talk more about it, I can make another podcast episode about it, like exactly what it looks like for me. But we're all not the same. So I just want to give you an overview. And if you're like, I didn't know my body goes through these different phases, you can always look up a chart on Google to really understand the visual, because I'm a visual learner. You can always look it up to see like what I'm talking about. It's all about syncing your to-do list with your body's natural rhythm. The third benefit is self-care. And this is especially important for us moms, especially while we're in a new year. Try something new. Trust me, okay? Tracking your cycle gives you a built-in self-care routine because you're more in tune with what your body needs. Instead of pushing through exhaustion or burnout, you can give yourself permission to slow down when needed. I even have on my calendar on my phone. I'm pulling it up right now because I want to be able to tell you exactly. So I put my cycle tracking based on each week, right? And when I do that, I have, is my energy, what's my energy level? What task could I do during that time? What is this energy best for? What am I going to do for business? Because I run my business. What am I going to do for family? I'm at home full time. And I have my self-care activities on here, the type of workouts I'm going to do, meal ideas. Like, this is going to help you change the game going into this year. I'm even like, maybe I need to make y'all a template, okay? But it's a real good game changer, okay? Because self-care during your menstrual phase could look like taking a bath, resting, or just doing something to nourish your body, whether that's reading a book or sipping on some tea while you sit in silence. And during your high energy phases, self-care might look like going for a walk, getting some sunlight, or enjoying a workout that makes you feel alive. Like, you're like, yeah, that's when you feel like, yeah, I got this, you know, where you really want to get things done. One of my favorite benefits is being able to plan family activities more effectively. Because like I said, even though I'm home with my kids full time, but I still have other tasks. But being intentional is what's helping moms. We know how exhausting it can be to plan those big days out with family when you're already waking up, running on fumes, like all you want to be tired. Let's just say it, you're tired. But by understanding your energy cycle, you can schedule those high energy outings like park days or family hikes when you're in your follicular or ovulation phases. That's where you have the most energy. It's where you're more present, more engaged, and everyone has a better time. And when you're in your luteal or menstrual phase, plan for quieter, more relaxing activities like movie nights or story time. And my last one to tell y'all, cycle tracking helps put mental clarity. Our emotional and mental state shifts throughout the month, just like our physical energy does. I found that during certain phases, I feel more introspective, while during others, I'm an outward focus. Knowing this can help you manage the emotional ups and downs that come with motherhood and entrepreneurship. You can give yourself permission to retreat when needed and push forward when the timing is right. And if you're like, Dre, I gotta learn more about this. Read the book, Do Less. It's a game changer, y'all. So now you're like, Dre, how can I start tracking my cycle? Here are three simple steps. Understand your phases. Like I said, look up that chart on Google, right? Or you can also send me an email at info@navigatingpostpartum.com. I can find you one, send you one. But your menstrual cycle has four main phases: the menstrual, the follicular, the ovulation, and the luteal. Each one comes with different energy levels, so start by becoming aware of these shifts in your body. Use a notebook, drop those notes down, see how you're feeling. Track your cycle, not just for the menstrual phase, but just to see your energy levels. You can use apps like Flow, or it's another one, or just your calendar. I know it's another one I saw, I thought was pretty cool. Even though it has a little astrology on it, I like the fact that it shows you the phases. It's called Stardust. Yeah, so track when your period starts, how long it lasts, and how you feel throughout the month. Over time, you'll start noticing your patterns and your energy and mood. Also, plan accordingly. Once you know your cycle, know your energy levels, start planning your tasks, your workouts, family activities based on those energy levels. You need to tackle some big projects, schedule it during your follicular ovulation phase where you have that most energy. Once you start realizing, you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to be like, whoa, I feel a difference. If you need a day to rest and reflect, block out time during your menstrual phase, right? Once you start working with your body instead of against it, you'll feel more aligned, less stressed, and more capable of balancing everything that comes with motherhood. My biggest tip would be to understanding the tasks that you can get done or taking those breaks to have those moments. If you know you have a low energy day, take those breaks that you need, or even take your time off, y'all. If you have PTO, take it. But really, truly understanding yourself will help you guide you during those times. But if you're like, Dre, I want to learn more, you can join the Nurturing the Mama membership and you can have a wellness audit with me and I can tell you more about it, right? But I'm not going to go on a tangent, but I hope you found this episode helpful and I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. Have you tried it before? Have you tried cycle tracking before? If not, are you planning to start? Let me know by leaving a review or connecting with me. I will put the link in the description. And remember, no matter where you are in your journey, you're doing amazing. Until next time. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.